Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you what, the Spirit of God's here, and I feel Him within my soul. I'm thankful that we're with Silver City Baptist Church this week. I know from the church that I'm from up around Bethel, and I know that y'all've got some of y'all's members down this way is kin to some of them up there, and I believe it's over an hour drive, but they told me to tell everybody hello down at Silver City Baptist Church. We had a funeral today with Miss Rachel Cantrell, and a lot of the extended family was there and had to bury one of our dear saints of God that is with us every Sunday and just got suddenly sick, real sick, in the last few weeks. And this past weekend, or actually Friday morning, we had her funeral today. But God passed by this morning. I know that He passed by here. He passed by in the funeral. Whenever you have a saint of God make the crossing, I tell you what, it's a celebration instead of a funeral. But if you got your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn to the 51st Psalm in Psalms. The 51st Psalm. And I'm going to read some familiar scripture. And I tell you what, your choir is one of the best choirs I've ever heard. When you come to Bethel and helped us in summer revival and brought the choir up on Sunday night, boy, you blessed our hearts. You pastor blessed our hearts. Helped Bethel Church out all week long. And I tell you what, you got one of the best men of God. I tell you what, I believe as Les Fuller helped him in revival not too long ago. Les Fuller said one of his quotes. He said, pin the flower on them while they're on this side. Now I'm pinning a flower on Russell Burt tonight because I believe he's one of the best preachers around this side. I really do. I believe he's one of the best pastors. He's got a big heart. He's got a heart for the lost. He's got a heart for this church. He's got a heart wherever he preaches. And I'm thankful tonight that you've got a pastor just like that. Good to see Danny Gerard here tonight. I've had him preach at Bethel several times, two or three times since I've been there. He's a big help to us at Bethel Baptist Church, and I'm thankful for him and seeing him tonight. I want you to turn to the 51st Psalm, and you pray for us tonight. We need it. But I tell you, a few weeks ago, we preached out of this scripture several times over the years, and the Lord, a few weeks ago, began to burn a new thought in our heart. And I want you to pray for us tonight. Don't know exactly the way that the Lord would lead us tonight, but I tell you what, as long as the Lord's in the midst and leading, we'll be all right. I want you to look at verse number 10. For the sake of time, we won't read the entire chapter, but I want us to look at verse 10. We'll start there. The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast not away from the presence and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore into me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then 13 says this, and I'm going to stop right here. The Bible says, then will I teach the transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And a few weeks ago, the Lord put a thought on our heart, the power in having the right spirit. Let's pray tonight. Lord, we thank You for being in the house of God. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the good spirit we done feel and experience in the church tonight. Lord, I pray tonight as these people come through Wednesday night or ever how long we're going to be here. Lord, I pray that You touch them. Lord, I pray that You send a refreshing spirit to this church this week. Lord, I pray for the blessed pastor that goes before them every week. God, I pray for him and his family. God, I pray that you touch them. You give them what they need to be the pastor of this church. God, I pray tonight. Lord, if there's one in the midst that don't know you from the free pardon of sin, Lord, I pray that you save them, you seal them to the day of redemption. Lord, I pray tonight for your people. I pray, God, if there's somebody out of the will of the Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bring them to this altar and restore unto them the power, the strength, the feeling that they once had in their salvation. Lord, I pray for this church, Lord, that you have a hedge of protection around it. Lord, we know that the fellowship of a church is very important. God, I pray for that tonight. Lord, I pray that the devil won't find a crack to move in and hurt this church in any way. Lord, I pray for this pulpit this week. God, I'm the least among these preachers. I can't preach without you. But I asked you to come in this pulpit and help us preach the Word of God. Lord, I pray that I won't say nothing that'll hurt. But every word that comes out of this mouth be a help to somebody. Lord, I deserve to be in hell. With my back broke. I'm not deserving for nothing. You've been good to me. I'm in the house of God tonight. I'm in the house with my family. I'm in the house with my children. Lord, you saved my family, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Now, Lord, I need you, and I need your power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. As we look at the Word of God, I know exactly this scripture has been preached on many times over the years. But I tell you what, it's one of the scriptures and the Psalms that I love to go back to because I've been there with a broken heart out of the will of the Lord, living out of God's will. And whenever I read when David writes in the Psalm to restore into me the joy of my salvation, I tell you what, I've been there before. I know what it feels like not for my salvation to ever be took from me. When I was saved, I was sealed to the day of redemption. But I tell you what, I know exactly how it feels for the fellowship to be broke. I know what it feels like to be out of the Lord's will. But as I look to the scripture, by the way of introduction tonight, as you look in 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel, chapter number 11, you see the great sin of David. You see what he did. He didn't just commit adultery, but he committed murder. He lied. He done all of what people likes to say. Big sins and things that, well, when people like to category sin, you can do what you want to tonight. But I believe a transgression is a transgression. I believe with all of my heart that sin is sin. I tell you what, but you see the sin take place in chapter number 11. But whenever you get to chapter number 12, you see a man named Nathan come along the scene and begin to talk to David about what took place and tell a story unto him. And then after he gets done, David was upset. David was mad. He said they ought to be done away with. They ought to be punished for what they done. And then when Nathan looked at him, he said, Nathan said, "Thou art the man. I begin to think there whenever he told him, he said, thou art the man. I bet old David just melted right where he was, where he was standing up or where he was sitting down or whatever the atmosphere was. I believe that he just melted because God sent Nathan to tell him that God still knows that he hadn't got forgiveness in his life. And then whenever you get to the 51st Psalm, you see David, as he begins to cry out to God, he mentioned three things in this scripture. We'll get to the message in a minute. I'm just trying to be led by God tonight. I want you to look what he said. He said in verse number 10 at the latter part, he said, God renew a right spirit in me or within me. And then he gets to verse number 11. And then he told him, he said, from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. And then he gets down in the latter part of that. He says, uphold me with thy free spirit. As you look into that, I'm going to preach just a few minutes on having the right spirit and power of having the right spirit. But he mentioned two other things. Things in that scripture before we jump into the message. He said that he wanted that Holy Spirit around him. If you study out your King James Bible, you know whenever he's speaking of the person of the Holy Spirit, that it is a capital H because he's speaking of a name of a person that's in the Trinity. But when you look into this scripture, I believe with all of my heart of what I've studied about. He wanted that holiness of God. He wanted that spirit-filled holiness, that clean feel within his soul once again. And then whenever that took place, that the free spirit would flow from breast to breast. But I want us to look tonight about the power in having the right spirit. First of all, in having the right spirit, in the power in having the right spirit, people want to receive what you got. I want you to think about that tonight. I thought about that all week long. If I have the right spirit, when I walk on the scene, they're going to be people know that there's a difference in me. They want to ask some questions about what's different in my life. They're going to know that the goodness of God is all over me, just like you sung about tonight. I want that in my soul. I want that when I walk up to people that they're going to know that there's a difference in me and they want to have what I got. I tell you what, I was thinking about in 1 John over there in 44 through 50 when Philip walked up to Nathanael after he had the presence of the Lord on him. I believe that he already believed. But he walked up and he seen his brother Nathanael under the fig tree. I believe old Nathanael was down and out. But when Philip walked up, his brother, he knew that there was a difference in him. I tell you what, he began to ask him about the rabbi. He began to have a conversation with him. And then he took him over to Jesus. And Jesus began to talk to him. And he began to tell him that he was sitting under the fig tree. He said, thou art the Christ. He believed and he knew what Philip had was the real deal. I tell you what, when you have an encounter with Christ Jesus, You walk in the midst of the people and you're in the way that God wants you to be living with a right and a free and the Holy Spirit controlling everything in your life. They'll want to have what you got. There's power in having the right spirit. Not only will they want you to have or they'll want to have what you got, but whenever you have the power of the right spirit, you walk amongst people, you will refresh them. You may say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? I begin to think about when David was over there. He was a young guy. And the Bible says when Saul was over there and he had done sinned and living out of the will of God and in kingship and everything that Saul done, they said that the God delivered and released evil spirits to torment him. I tell you what, I'd hate to be in a place in my life where God would do that to me, to punish me for what I've done. But the Bible says that. It said that he released them evil spirits over there to torment him, give him punishment. He said, go over there and get that boy with a harp and bring him back in there. Oh, young David walked in there with that harp and God's presence on him. The right spirit was on him. He began to strum that thing. And I tell you what, there was some relief come to him. Amen. It came to Saul. Sure. I tell you what, I'd hate to be in the shape Saul was in. I tell you, I'd hate to be there, but I'd be hunting some relief. And he found it when the man with the right spirit walked in the room.
That's right.
And I tell you what, we can be in the right spirit today. When you walk in the room, it won't give you glory. It won't give you nothing, but it'll give God the glory. Amen. The presence of Jesus in your life will give him glory if you got the right spirit.
Amen.
But not only will you have the presence of God on you with the power to refresh, but I want you to think about this tonight. You'll be the person and people want to rededicate their life. I've been there. I've walked into a room and I'm not giving my... I tell you what, there's a man who walked up to me one time on a job site. He said, and I got another pastor friend that works with me. He said, I don't know what the difference is between you and me and him, but y'all got something I need. I said, hey, I went to the corner. I tell you what, in just a few minutes, I crawled in that corner. I began to pray, and I said, thank you, Lord, that he knows that there's a difference in me. I tell you what, tonight, when you get around people with the right spirit and God all over you, there'll be people wanting to rededicate their life. There'll be people wanting to be saved and have what you got. I tell you what, I thought about this. Down on the Emmaus Road, as them old boys in the Bible in Luke chapter 24, as they was walking down the road and they was beat down, and the Bible says that Jesus disguised himself and began to talk to them and walk up. And I tell you, they had a big conversation with several verses there. And then whenever he showed himself to them, then the Bible said that he was gone. But they looked at each other and they said that their heart burned within them whenever he spoke to them. What are you talking about tonight? I know you can't be Jesus, but you carry him with you with the right spirit and you can refresh people. There'll be people want to rededicate. There'll be people want to be saved by the presence of God.
Amen.
But not only that, I want us to look tonight. I'm going to be done in a minute. I want us to look at one more thing. I tell you what, in verse 13, blesses my heart. I want you to look at the last thing tonight, and I'll spend just a minute on it. Not only having the right spirit will do the things that we talked about, but it also make you a soul winner. It'll make you a disciple. It'll make you a soul winner in the day that you living in. I want you to look at verse 13. The Bible says this. It says, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." He said, if I get back where I used to be, if I get that holiness back on me, if I get that free spirit that the Bible speaks about, if I get that spirit and the power of the right spirit upon my life again, there'll be people saved. There'll be people and transgressors come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you what, and I know Russell and Danny has been in churches just like I have, a lot of them. I've been in churches before and get to the meeting and have to preach, and the spirit's just dead as a hammer. But I tell you something tonight, I tell you, I believe this with all of my heart. It's not dead as a hammer here. I believe that you got the real deal, the real deal of flowing Holy Ghost in this church. I believe it. I feel it. I've got freedom to preach here tonight. But I tell you what, from time to time, church, we just need to be refreshed. We need to not look who's on the left and the right. We need to just raise our hand up and tell the Lord that we're thankful for what we've got. We're thankful for what He's done for us. I tell you what, I ain't never seen no revival start out and people just talking about anything they wanted to. When I seen a real meeting begin, it's when God's people gets up and begins to worship and thank the Lord for what He's done for them. Whenever they do that, and that free spirit and the power of the Spirit is flowing from heart to heart, I believe that the sinner, I believe this, I believe that the sinner cannot stay in the house of God, that it can get so strong.
That's right.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
The night I got saved, it was like that. As in Tuesday night of summer revival in 1994, I was going to have to leave the church or get saved. I tell you what, I done took a slap in the face. I done been put in a hospital 5 weeks. I was a dead young teenager two times before they shocked me and got me back on my way to hell because I done been convicted and did not turn my heart to the Lord. But I tell you what, that community began to pray for this old young boy, this young teenager, and it got so thick in the church house, the free spirit of the Holy Spirit. I tell you what, it got so thick that I had to do something about it or leave. And I tell you here tonight, in this church, we can start that way tonight. It may take a little bit of altar experience. You may say, "Preacher, I ain't been in an altar in a long time." You may say, "Preacher, I ain't felt what I felt years ago in a long time. I need to get in the altar. I need to talk to the Lord." I tell you what, this preacher won't, I won't bother you at all. It's between you and God. I tell you what, if I had that in my thought tonight, I'd be in the house of the Lord in the altar. I tell you tonight, I tell you where true revival begins. A lot of people think that revival should start off, and if God's saved tonight, glory to Him. But when true revival begins is when God's people begin to get right with Him. And it starts with you, church. I asked you tonight, just a minute, I'll be done. Is the power in the right spirit evident in your life. Now, I know that the power of the Spirit is in this church. I done felt Him already. But I want you to search your soul tonight as an individual church saved member. I want you to ask yourself the question. It's between you and God. Is the power of the right Spirit that He was talking about in the Scripture evident in your life? I'll tell you, whenever you go out in this world, there'll be people know that it's evident in your life. If the power of the right Spirit is in your life. I tell you what, tonight I want them to come with a song. I think I'm about done. The preacher come forward. Pastor, right now, I want us to stand to our feet. I want us to come with a song tonight. I asked you, church, I want these altars is open. These altars was open, I believe, before we even started tonight. You may say, preacher, I need to come tonight. I need to get in the altar. I need to be, hey, you ain't committed adultery. You ain't killed nobody. But I tell you what, if your fellowship ain't the way that it once was, you can still hinder the Spirit of God. I asked you tonight, individually, search out your soul, search out your mind, and ask yourself, is the right Holy Spirit within me for me to start out this revival? Am I right where God wants me to be tonight as the preacher comes tonight?